Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Los Angeles is a city of performers. And whether you were born here or came here from Lincoln, Nebraska or Birmingham, Alabama to perform on stage, on screen, on mic, you came to perform. And yet Warner Brothers hasn't quite signed you yet, much less discovered your incredibly immense talent. Or maybe that audition didn't go quite as planned. You still need that stage, right? And that audience. And you find those things in some of the oddest places, like, say, the Maui Sugar Mill Saloon in Tarzana. Singer named Sam taking the stage a few years back, someone recording that performance and putting it on YouTube. The Soapbox Session Open Mic Night is hosted by Jerome Anderson, and he's with us right now. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Steve. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, we got the tip from columnist Frank Xiong, who wrote about your open mic night in the LA Times recently. He was supposed to join us, but got sick. So we went directly to the source. We went to you and wanted to talk to you about it. For the uninitiated, tell us about Soapbox Session and what do you get when you go there and sit in the audience, or even when you go there to perform?
You know, thanks for asking, Steve. You know, Soapbox is it's a really interesting night because, you know, of course it is an open mic night. And so it's any given thing at any given time, and you never know what you're going to get from week to week. But generally, generally what we get is we get a nice mix of music, comedy, and spoken word poetry, and just a lot of good grassroots stuff that folks want to come and try out, whether they've written a new original song or they want to, you know, practice that new instrument that they just picked up. It's really a place where people can just kind of come and gather and be creative and have a good time doing it.
Is that your story, by the way, coming out to L.A. to perform? You're not from here, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And yeah. I came out here as an actor and, you know, hanging out at the Sugar Mill where they do live music. I made the mistake of wearing a fedora to a blues night there. And people kept asking me, when are you going to perform? What band are you in? So I'm like, oh, OK, I'll just go with it.
So you get the performance aspect of this, right? People want that stage. You know, who is it? Shakespeare, the world's a stage, right? I mean, they want to be seen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can tell you that I'm first among them. You give me a stage and a live microphone and Lord knows what's going to happen. So it's really fun for me to be able to provide that opportunity for people to really sort of make themselves seen, make themselves heard. And, you know, in a town like this where everybody's looking for a space to perform, everybody wants a platform. And the fact that we get to do that every week is wonderful to me.
How do you juggle? I mean, you're the host, but you also do a lot of things, right? To make this pop. How do you do it as, you know, the man of all trades, right?
Whatever it takes. I think the biggest thing is to try and keep the energy level of the room up. You know, folks come out and they want to have a good time. I've been to, you know, a few other open mics around town when I first got here, and you know, it can be kind of a depressing scene, especially if you don't know anybody. You feel like the outsider. So I feel like my main job with this show is to make everybody feel welcome, make everybody feel like they're worthy, and make everybody feel like, you know, their first show is at the Hollywood Bowl. You know, and that's the atmosphere that I try and keep going there. But yeah, we do whatever it takes. You know, sometimes it's all about you know, making sure that a customer is happy or that the room is accessible for them. You know, sometimes it's about the technical side of it. Why isn't this guitar input working or whatever it is? But mainly for me, it's about the people. It's about making sure that everybody's happy and having a great time.
Can it be a tough room, Jerome?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, unlike a lot of other places that, you know, are specifically designed, you know, for performance, this is a bar. You know, it's a bar. And so you have just as many people who are just there to sit and watch a baseball game as you do those who came to be specifically entertained with stand-up comedy or something like that, or even poetry. And so one of the challenges of that for the performers is being able to grab that audience's attention. But once they do, you know, they've got fans for life. You know, I hang out at the Sugar Mill, you know, a few days of the week. And it's always great to me how many times I hear people quoting comedians who performed on Tuesday night, or asking who that one musician was who performed on Tuesday night. You know, it really does allow these folks to make a mark on an audience and hopefully gain some lifetime fans.
What is it about this open mic that makes it so special, so, you know, alluring?
Honestly, it goes to the Sugar Mill itself. You know, the place as a venue, it's what you would call a dive bar in most circles, but it's been there since 1976. And when you walk in, you really feel like you're walking into somebody's den or somebody's basement. It's lots of dark wood and you know, old school fixtures, but it's a really, really intimate setting. You know what I mean? So there's not really any place for anybody to hide. And so when you get a bunch of different performers together and different audience members together, there's more interaction and a lot more collaboration. And so, you know, people tend to bond over whether they had a great set that night or whether they had a rough set that night. You know, there's always a chance for people to interact with each other and get to know each other on a human level. So I think it's the room itself, honestly. I think if the walls or the carpet in that place could talk, you know, it would have lots and lots of stories to tell, believe you me.
Do you have a favorite performance? Is it like telling us your favorite child or
well, of course I love all my babies, but you know, there are a few guys who really jump out at me. You know, Jonathan Jacoby's an excellent musician. He almost sounds like a Chris Cornell, only edgier, and you know, he always brings the energy of the room up. There are some great comedians like Dave Carter and V and Richie the C who really, you know, come week in and week out, and, you know, always put their best foot forward. But really, each and every person who comes up on that stage, you know, they become special to me because there would be no show without them. So I love them all.
And if you want to get on stage, how do you do that, Jerome?
It's very, very easy. All you have to do is show up, sign up, give us an email address, and you're on stage. Come out and perform a couple songs or do about, 7 minutes of stand-up comedy. It's as simple as that. The only thing that the bar asks is that you have to be 21 and over, and they have a 2-drink minimum. But other than that, it's open.
I want to thank you, Jerome Anderson, host of Soapbox Sessions Open Mics at Maui Sugar Mill Saloon over in Tarzana. Jerome, thanks for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow, is there a responsible way for an expensive restaurant to open in a neighborhood that's gentrifying? Can they take certain measures to alleviate the community outrage? That's tomorrow on Greater LA. I hope you can join us and check us out at our website anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. While you're there, share your thoughts with us. Tell us how you're doing. And of course, we'd be honored if you subscribe to the podcast as well at kcrw.com/GLA. Or get that podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Jenna Cagle, Phil Richards, Amy Tuck, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordall all help put the show together this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thank you for your time and your ears. Have a great night.